When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. It's going to be a cold winter for some. The energy companies insist the lights will stay on in the UK despite a predicted shortage, but prices may hit levels where people are reluctant to put the heating on. Increases have already come into effect for people on variable rates. Next year, they could go up even more. And as energy rises, so does the cost of just about everything else, as manufacturers, distributors, stores, they all have to put up prices to cover increased costs. And then there are the expected tax rises. It all sounds like the cost of living in the UK is about to rocket. And our associate editor, Jonathan Prynne, is with me now. Jonathan, we appear to be having a lot of essential bills about to rise. And these aren't just small rises either, are they?
No, big rises. Energy is the one that everyone's now really worrying about because we've seen incredible, unprecedented rises in the wholesale gas market in recent weeks, particularly yesterday. Absolutely dramatic day yesterday. Energy experts who've sort of crunched the numbers fear that if levels in the wholesale market stay high, we could be looking at absolutely extraordinary increases in bills come next April, when the cap on energy bills is set again by Ofgem.
So what is happening here? Why have these prices gone up?
It's a cliche, but it's a kind of perfect storm situation where we've got massively increased demand that has followed the opening up of economies all over the world, which has pushed up the demand for energy at a time when there's all sorts of problems that are affecting supply, one of which being the fact we've had a remarkably still late summer and early autumn so far, very little wind, and as a country we're now very dependent on wind energy. About a third of our energy comes from wind turbines. So there's that. There's a lack of storage in the UK now, which makes it more difficult to see out the peaks and troughs. It's just a general mismatch of supply and demand as we go into the winter.
And although people will be undoubtedly complaining about these rises, we have to bear in mind that some energy companies have gone bust recently.
Yes, a good number of the smaller energy companies have gone bust in the last few weeks. There were about 70, I think, at the start of the year, and we've lost a good number of those, which obviously reduces competition. It's messy. There are probably going to be more casualties still to come because a lot of these companies have sold their energy to customers at prices that they actually can't sustain because the wholesale price, the wholesale market has gone so strongly against them. And they've been caught out in a way that's actually quite analogous to Northern Rock. Back in the financial sector, back in 2007, we all know how that ended. In fact, some analysts are saying this is a kind of global financial crash for the energy sector.
On top of all this, we also have the shortages that are ongoing. We've now got issues about Christmas supplies arriving on time. So things are going to get really expensive over the next few months, aren't they?
I think they are. I mean, the Bank of England is sort of now warning of 4% inflation towards the end of the year. I think a lot of the city analysts are now expecting that to be a bit of an undershoot and probably be looking at 5, 6 or maybe 7% by the winter, levels of inflation that we really haven't seen this century. And all of that has huge implications for standard of living, what people can afford to buy, we're looking at a huge squeeze on household living standards at a time when for the poorest in society they've just lost the £20 a week universal credit.
And tax rises too, council tax, and of course the Prime Minister was not even subtly suggesting we might have to raise taxes to pay for things.
Yeah, well, we already know that there's national insurance coming down the track. The government has spent around $400 billion on rescuing the country from the economy from the impact of coronavirus. So, the math just doesn't add up. There are going to have to be more tax rises, I think, coming down the track. We'll hear more from Rishi Sunak, the Chancellor, at the end of the month. But I'm not expecting him to have any magic wand to make that imperative go away, that at some point taxes are going to have to go up to close this enormous hole in the nation's finances.
So a lot of belt tightening for a lot of people over the next year.
Yeah, it all sounds a bit grim, doesn't it? It's all bad news, basically, economically, and which is in stark contrast to the sort of unbridled optimism of the Prime Minister yesterday at the Tory party conference. But you can only kind of stave off reality for so long. And I think it is inevitably, modern Western economies are very good at adapting to challenges and unexpected changes in circumstances. But this does feel like a very, very turbulent period that we're going into.
And that's The Leader. Join us again tomorrow at 4 p.m. for more news, analysis, interviews and features.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.